The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. As Jesus talks of returning to the Father, he promises to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will teach Jesus' followers and remind them of all that Jesus taught. Even more, those in whom God makes a home will experience a peace that overcomes fear. I begin reading at verse 23. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. But do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. An elderly woman had a heart attack and was rushed to the hospital. Many of her friends and relatives who came by to see her realized that she would probably not make it out of the hospital alive. Her body had already been weakened by congestive heart failure and by years of arthritis, and then also just many years of life working hard and just the toll that long life takes on your body. After everyone had left out of the hospital room, one grown granddaughter had stayed behind just to spend some time with her grandmother. And her grandmother started to talk, and she started to talk of going home. And how wonderful it will be when she goes home and the peace that she will have when she goes home. And it kind of confused the granddaughter. The granddaughter was thinking, what home is she talking about? Is she talking about that apartment that she's been living in for just the last couple of years? Or is she talking about home to the house that she lived for 65 years with her husband and where she had raised her family and where she had gatherings and friends and everything over? Or was she talking about the home back on the farm where she grew up with her brothers and her sisters and her mom and her dad and life out in the country? Where was home for Grandma? Where was she talking about? And then Grandma wasn't particularly outwardly religious person, but as the granddaughter listened to her some more, she realized that Grandma was talking about going home to live with God. This 14th chapter in John talks about going home, or about a home with God. Maybe you remember a movie from a number of years ago called E.T. It was a movie about a little alien, a little cute alien, who got stranded here on this earth. His spaceship had left him. And E.T. could do several wonderful things. His heart glowed, and he could bring a dead plant back to life, and he even brought some peace and harmony to a dysfunctional family that he was staying with. But the whole premise of the movie was he's trying to get back to his own planet, trying to get back to his own people. And the most quoted line out of that movie is, "E.T., phone home." Home, that's a place where we want to be. It's a place where we feel comfortable. It's a place where we belong. It's the place where we live. We live at home. Here in this 14th chapter of John, Jesus talks about home. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus says, My Father's house has many rooms, and there I go to prepare a place for you. And then here in our gospel reading today, several verses later, he says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. So where is this home? Is it somewheres with God? Is it somewheres here where God will come down here and make us a home? As we look at the second lesson for today, it does shine some light on that. John has a vision from God. An angel comes and shows John a vision. And that vision shows that a new Jerusalem is coming down out of heaven. And John is told, look at the new Jerusalem. Look at the new heaven. Look at the new earth and see what there is. And then that vision, John sees the new Jerusalem. And there is no temple in the city because God himself is present there. And the city gates are always open. No enemy would dare attack it. There is no night there because the glory of God, the light of God and of the Lamb shines all the time. And there is a river of life that flows out of the throne of God and the tree of life bearing fruit all 12 months of the year is there as well. And so that's the vision of John, that he sees this new Jerusalem, this new heaven, this new earth that comes in, that new home that will be one day. So where is God's home? Where is Jesus? Where is our new home? Where is our home with God? Is it somewheres up there or is it down here? Now, as John speaks here in this chapter 14 at the early part, he says, or Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And I think that's talking about that certainly God will prepare a place for us, our own place with him when our life here in this earth is over. That we have a place with God forever. And it's our own place, our own room. A place of peace, a place of being able to worship God. Where there is no more suffering, where there is no more pain. A place to live forever with God. But I think here in this gospel reading for today, when Jesus says, we are coming here to prepare a place for you here, a home for you here. Home is where we want to be. Like I said, home is where we live. Home is where we stay. Or you've heard it say, home is where the heart is. Some of your houses are made of bricks, some of them are made of stone, some of them are made of wood. There's houses that are made of tin, there's houses made of cardboard, there's houses that float on the water. Some houses are homes or apartments, some are trailer houses. It doesn't necessarily matter what kind of materials that your home is made out of. What makes a home is the people who live there. It's you who live there. And whether that home is filled with lots of people, or maybe there's just one person in that home, that is your place. That is where you belong. That is the space that you have made for yourself and have provided for yourself, or someone has provided for you. And we long to be home. It's good to go away sometimes, but it's always good to get back home because that is your space here on this earth. And God is preparing a place for us in heaven as well. And that will be our final home. But here on this earth too, I think God prepares a place for us here. God wants to be in our earthly homes as well. And he has sent his advocate, his Holy Spirit here to help lead and guide us so that God stays within our homes, so that we keep God within our homes. Sometimes it's I think when our homes are filled or they have times of distress, when there's yelling, when there's screaming, when there's times when there's dysfunction, I think that's when we leave God out, that we kick God out of our homes. And there's so many things that'll push God out. It's not only our own selfishness, our own pride, our own wanting to do and have our own will be taken care of, but it's also just the busyness of life, all the things that get in the way. of actually living a life with God. Here in our gospel reading for today, it says, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." The key here is to love Christ and to keep his word. To keep God's holy word within our homes, to remember that God is abiding with us, that God does live with us, and he wants to be a part of our family. He wants to be in that very personal space that we have, that very comfortable space that we have, that place where we have peace and where we have safety. God wants to be with us at all times, and so he prepares a place for us, not only for that time after we leave our earthly homes, but he also wants a place for us now as we live in our homes here on this earth. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.